Listener Production.
Hi, I'm Rachel Burke. The Premier has reportedly encouraged the proponents of the Kunanyu-Mount Wellington cable car to take another look at the controversial proposal. The company elected not to appeal a tribunal decision earlier this week. News Corp reporting Jeremy Rockliffe met with the developer this week and reaffirmed the state government's support for the cable car project. The extent of the cost of living crisis has been revealed, with the majority of Australia's hardest hit families set to go without food this Christmas. That's according to a new report by the Salvation Army. The organisation says it's currently experiencing a tsunami of need. Meantime, the Environment Minister admits households are in a difficult situation. It comes as National Cabinet will gather today to discuss how to ease our soaring power bills, with energy ministers already discussing greater investment in green power. Tanya Plibersek has told the ABC she'll leave it to the PM and state leaders to work out.
We're in a very difficult situation right now. We can't allow Australian homes and their families and businesses to bear the costs of a decade of policy paralysis under the previous government and the war in Ukraine.
A 23-year-old remains in a serious condition in the Royal Hobart Hospital after crashing into a tree near Exeter in the state's north. The driver luckily escaped the vehicle before it burst into flames and was later airlifted to hospital. And Hobart's biggest tourist attraction celebrates a major milestone tomorrow, the Salamanca Markets, notching up 50 years with a special edition of the market. Marnus Labuschagne's hunger for runs shows no signs of slowing down after a third straight test century on the opening day of the pink ball test in Adelaide yesterday. Travis Head also raised the bat. The Aussies set to resume on day two on three for 330. And Elise Mertens is the second tennis star announced to play in the Hobart International next year. The 27-year-old Belgian hoping for a third win after taking out consecutive titles in 2017 and 2018.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.